this looks hard, but it's not.
But looking at it like this, you're probably like, oh, this makes no sense. Well, what actually you're gonna have to do is take this decimal and convert it into a fraction. And how do we do that? Well, we're gonna take the number 25, the number after the decimal, and put it over, there are 1, 2 digits, so I do 1, 2 zeros. So it's gonna be 25 over 100, and if we simplify that, it's gonna be 1 over 4. That's how you convert from decimal to a fraction. And so 4 to the x power is equal to 1 over 4. This is easier to work with. How do you get from a whole number raised to an exponent to a fraction? Well, whenever you have a negative exponent, you do 1 over that value just without the negative sign. So it's going to be a negative exponent. So it's going to be 1 over 4 to the x power is equal to 1 over 4. Now what x value makes this true? It's going to be 1. Because 4 raised to the first power is just going to be 4. So it's going to be 1. And then it's going to have to be negative in order for it to be a fraction. So the answer is going to be negative 1.